path of reality. Vedanta leads you to your original state of being, the fourth state of God consciousness, the state of absolute reality. You attain that state by exhausting your desires, vasanas. As long as you possess vasanas, you are caught up in the limited worlds of the waking, dream and deep sleep. With the eradication of vasanas, you regain God consciousness. A human minus vasanas equals God. Vasanas manifest as desires and tarnish your personality. Your Godhead, the Supreme Self within, is encrusted with the impurities of desires. In truth, you have not lost your divinity. You can never lose it. The divinity only remains covered by impurity, like a brass pot is tarnished when exposed to the outer atmosphere. A pot remains bright, brilliant, if preserved and polished. The difference between a saint and a sinner is the difference between the bright and tarnished pots. The surface of the tarnished pot is oxidized, which is the coating of impurity. It turns dark, black. The impurity, however, can be removed. The pot needs polishing. Apply any polishing material like brasso, rub it all over the surface until the impurity is removed. Wipe it clean. Finish it with a polishing cloth. The pot regains its original luster. Luster is its inherent nature, not something obtained from elsewhere. The brasso has only removed the impurity. Similarly, the divinity is obscured in people by their vasanas, desires. Vedanta provides the brasso technique, removes the encrustation of desires. The technique comprises of three main disciplines of karma, bhakti and jnana, yogas, the paths of action, devotion and knowledge. Apply this technique regularly until the desires drop off. When the desires are reduced considerably, you develop mental concentration. With the growth of concentration, you could practice meditation. And through sustained meditation, the last trace of asana, the desire for self-realization, vanishes. What remains is yourself. The self unfolds itself. You become the self, attain spiritual enlightenment. The above three disciplines are seen reflected in William Wordsworth's famous poem,